Hold on. Great. Greetings, all. We can just do that. We can use some of this if we want to put it on a video. So, hi, this is Lisa from Adventures in Agriculture. I'm here with Andrea again, and we're going to be starting the project for Villa Anteros, which is in Arnazano in the region of Puglia. And right now we're starting by looking at the shape of the land and outlining the project objectives. Hi, Andrea. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Always exciting to do a new project, especially in Puglia, where I have friends that want me. So it's funny that through you, we have the opportunity to meet many people that want to increase the knowledge and want to
Right.
share experience, want to know more about the electro permaculture and how the energy is influencing the plants, especially, and the animals and human as well.
Exactly. It's all interrelated. So I guess we'll start out by you wanted to look at what the property looks like. So I'm showing you a visual here as we're sharing the screen. This is 11 hectares of land, and in Arnazano, the property was originally part of a slightly larger piece of land that a family owned and then partitioned off with the brothers and the siblings, et cetera, that had produced wine. So there was a wine production facility within the house that I'm renovating. And then also they had olive trees, but I don't know where they were because they're not on the land anymore. They had been over the past 20 to 30 years, Andrea, only producing industrial type of grain on the property, and we still have that there right now. So if you look at this property, the front section here, do you see my cursor when I go up and down
Yes,
like this? Okay, so the
perfect.
front part of the property, that's the main entrance, and then this is a secondary entrance, is where the house is. And then we're going to be doing lands in the front that are going to be part of the home setting.
All
Over
right.
to the right-hand side and in the back is where all the agricultural land is. And then this road over here, we're trying to get secure comune approval to access over here. So these are large pieces of land over here. And then on the side, you have it. And there is some potential for me to get the land just on the left over here, because there's a little bit of land that was bequeathed to someone who had been working the land that wants to now bring it back so the comune can give us the opportunity to make the road access road safer. So,
Right, the north, it's in diagonal. I see it.
yes, yeah.
All
Yes,
right.
we can do that there. So, right, you can see the diagonal, the north right there. Now, one of the things here is that we have an artisanal well, and I learned that the concept of artisanal well means that it is at least 45 meters and it is near the property. So, if this is the house, this is the courtyard here, we move the well from right here to just over to the left a little bit further. We're looking to get you the soil sample and the water samples. The water sample itself is something I have to have the power turned on, so we're activating electricity literally today, which is very, very exciting because it's not has precluded us from doing anything on the land. And then back in here, across from the courtyard, is an agrumento, which for Americans who don't know what that is, a citrus grove, which is protected by walls over there.
Great.
Okay. So the citrus trees over there, Andrea, they're over 50 years old. They are the very sweet oranges, and there's only one, maybe two lemon trees on the property.
Okay.
Yeah. So the goal, just so you know, the goal that I had, the vision for the land is twofold: to produce things without the use of chemicals by using ancient techniques, natural techniques such as electroculture and permaculture, or any other things that we can look at, but also to identify areas of opportunity, look at ancient seed, and then create things in the seed form, meaning seeding ideas that we can then bring to others on that to experiment. So I envision olive trees here. I personally would love to see grapefruit, which we'll call Pompelmo here, because there's been nothing. I'd love to do that. I'm open to all sorts of different ways to put on here. I've always envisioned it would not only be just land for agriculture, but it would also include art, like a sculpture in the gardens with it. Now, it could be that you looked at ideas where you use the materials such as copper to create art, and we get some local artisans to do things that are special, and we play around with those ideas as well. So I'm looking for this to be a way to use it as a land to produce. So it's community production of food that I can then bring things into the market that they don't have and experiment with things that haven't been done before.
Right. That's great. Because there are a lot of elements that we will see. It's my seven pillars. Okay. When I do projects, I want to work with the energy of the soil, with the soil. I want to work with the energy of the sun. So, and then I want to work with the plants, with the seeds, with the water. And finally, with the human, because it's everything is connected.
Only we're the end result. I like that.
It's easy with the plants. With human, sometimes it's more difficult.
Fair enough.
And it's important to get the soil sample and also the water sample, because based on the sample, I can test the energy level. I can test not only the typical chemical or minerals or whatever, but I want to test especially the energy level. And we are going to define a receipt that is specific for your place, that is personal for your land and for your plants. I need to create a receipt that is customized for the place and the plants that you have and that you want to grow. Another very important topic, it's the biodiversity. So it's so important to increase the biodiversity for many reasons. The first reason is that you diversify the risk in general. Because if you have the production all in one time, and you have to work like crazy to harvest everything, like in September for the wine, or like in June for the grain, depends on the. But if we diversify, we have multiple products, fruits, herbs, and horticultural stuff that are coming weeks after weeks, month after month, and you can cover a largest period of the year. So you also, if you had the frost or if you had bad insects, you are more protected if you have this kind of diversification. And we are going to create also guilds, or a synergic combination of plants that are working all together to reinforce the environment, to protect the other plants, and to help each other. So it will be a great opportunity to share all of this. And the basic is to start from the soil. We will create an approach to regenerate the soil, and then we can energize the water with many techniques. And we work on what is available, and we'll increase also the biodiversity based on the right plants in the right place. And I would like to explain also all the approach for sensitive permaculture, because we need to use our feeling, our intuition, to make the right step into the project and to respect the environment, to respect also the spirit of the place. And when the energy is growing up, you will see all the elementals and the spirits will join because they love to stay in high level energetic place. And like if you have a wonderful restaurant, you go there because you like it.
No, it's really interesting you're saying about the energy, because I can actually see if I can share this a video on here. I was at the property yesterday and I was bringing some people over to take a look. And they were very clear. It's a really positive energy. And that is really exciting that I can see the inside of the place, because some places have negative energy, some places have positive. And this one has a really positive energy from the family that was there. I don't have the video. I thought I had a video on this.
Yeah, no problem. You can charge
I can
it.
I can send over. Hold on. I'm just going to see if
sure.
I can if I can pull this up and share it to show you a little bit about the house construction inside, because I think it's important to have that. And I love what you're saying here about just having doing that regeneration of the soil and the water. The water thing is really important to me. The water down in this region has, like, I'm here in Lecce right now as I do the project, and there's so many minerals and things you can't, it actually, you can't clean your dishes. It's hard to have your hair be clean. And I'm just curious how we energize that property properly. And I'm curious if you are exploring the concept of what we call primary water, or how you're going to approach the water concept. Yeah. So this video here.
Absolutely. We have plenty of water, Lisa. I do geomancy, I do rhabdomancy. We discover place where to find out the water every week. So,
see, now that's really, really interesting. I'm gonna show this. This is the inside. This is a photo of the inside of the house. It was broken up into many, many small rooms, and the windows were shut. And what we're doing is we're opening up everything in the central part of the house and letting all the light in. And the energy is so beautiful because, Andrea, every time you look at a window, you are getting this little portrait view of the land. And it's, to me, I can't even describe, it's like a work of art to see this land like that. It's beautiful. I don't know if you feel any of the energy of that. That's my architect, and this is Gaston. He's doing colors. He's an artist for colors down
right
here.
Right. Yeah. And then we can use also the photonic spectrum photography, and you will see the energy of your place inside, etc., based on the colors coming out of the pictures. More colors there are, more photons are in the house and even outside. And this is working for architecture, for person, for plants, for trees. I use a lot this technique that has been invented by Harry Holdfield. And this is a kind of evolution of the Kirlian pictures.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. My analysis, my assessment, it's mainly energetic. So that's why I like.
Well, it's interesting because I've been playing around a lot with color, and I'm going to show you a color palette that I'm doing in there, and been very focused in on colors for vibrations. Like kind of thing. So it sounds like you're kind of looking at the same kind of concept there as well. But if you see the green over here on the left-hand side,
yeah,
that's what I see instead of the blues or the muted colors in there. To me, green is that energy of life.
Yeah, it's the energy of the nature. It's the mix of the yellow coming from the sun and the blue coming from the earth. And when you mixed yellow and blue, you make the green.
Well, now you understand why I love the green so much. It's so fantastic that you're saying that.
Yeah. It's what we explain when we talk about Pierluigi Igina. We have some courses only for free energy. And Pierluigi Igina was explaining exactly this story, that the light from the sun is coming down like a spiral clockwise and is yellow. Then this energy going through the earth, and the earth is responding, transforming this energy with a mutation, with a transformation, an alchemy, with a blue spiral that is anti-clockwise. And the conjunction of this true energy creating the rhythm of the our earth, our sun, and the yellow and the blue make the green, that is the color of the trees, of the grass. In fact, when I did a lot of experiments with colors, because I love colors, and with the green, we had a very limited effect. And with the yellow, we had very limited effect, because this frequency is already available every day in the planet. And if you want to create a reaction, you need the red or the blue, the violet or the orange, etc. So
to have a contrast with it, that's wonderful. I love that. We'll talk more about that. Could we go back to the water thing you were saying? I think it's really important that you were talking about how abundant water is, and you're finding that. So you are working with whether it's the concept of primary water or what you call it, but
I understand the concept of primary water. Okay. And because we explain, we teach geobiology, and we explain in details how the earth is made, the stratification, etc. I know very well the state of the art of the Italy, of the every region. And the water is always the same. We have always the same water in the earth. It is more than 70%. And is always the same since millennials, but they stay inside the earth. So when we drill for water finding, because in my team there are many geobiologists and also rhabdomancy people, we find wheels, we find water not only to practice the acupuncture of the earth, to fertilize the earth, the soil, but also to harmonize in a large scale and to increase the energy of the place. Right. With this kind of manure that are the acupuncture of the earth, and is important to find the water. So everybody can find it. Everybody is sensible. It's only a matter of practice. And then we combine the sensibility parts with the technology parts to be more effective and to be sure that we have the right water. Maybe we have a water at 30 meters, there's another water at 100 meters. Maybe we find the thermal water at 150 or 200. Yes. Mm-hmm. And there are people specialized only in finding thermal water.
Okay.
And we can tell you what kind of property has the water. Mm-hmm. What is the frequency of the water? Is it good for plants, for human, for animals? Is it a thermal water? There is sulfurous or calcium or magnesium or whatever.
Wow. I think this is really one of the most important concepts that I think is something to communicate here as we look at the project and you look at land on here. So it's very interesting. Sorry, I've got someone at the door, but I'm going to keep on the phone and I know it's a delivery, but this is very exciting to me because this concept of that we don't have abundance is really important. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time.
This is how things work in Lecce. Ciao. Okay, grazie, signor, grazie. I got a delivery. Hello? Ciao. Okay, maybe not. We'll see. Okay. Well, here's outside in Lecce. Sorry about that. Can never control when deliveries come in Italy, right? It's exciting.
It's funny.
So the water is a really important concept. I'm really excited to hear that. We also, one of the things I could think would be interesting is, are we able to look at waste management? Is that also part of how you look at projects here?
I can touch it, and I have specialist people working on that.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, my experience is mainly on composting.
Okay.
Because I don't create, I have a very limited waste production. It's only packaging when I buy outside, plastic and metals, etc. But all the organic waste are part of the composting process. And in this kind of process, electroculture can help, microorganism can help, and rock dust can help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also work with the animals to reduce and to recycle the organic stuff and transform it in manure that is useful for fertilization, right, especially when you have poor soil. Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's very exciting. So yeah, I'm very excited to see what we can do here. So what are the next steps for us here? So I'll get you the samples from the soil and the water.
Yeah, and if you can describe again the objective of the project. What are your main objective? What do you want to realize? And also if you have a desired time schedule and plan.
Okay. Do you want me to say that here, or just I'll write that to you?
If you want to share with all, otherwise we cut the video now, and it's up to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, what I think I talked about it a little bit, but the objective is really to restore the land to be a fertile part of the ecosystem. I want to produce food in a natural way. I want to do citrus fruit and fruits and trees, bring olive trees back in a healthy way, the original ancient varietals, to set them down here, and then explore different types of plants and vegetation that will be really good in the soil. Then also use the property as an opportunity to seed and identify new ways and new types of approaches in agriculture, or different approaches that help others, and then integrate into it art as a way of connecting human and nature again back in this land. But this property in Puglia in particular has been left and nothing has been done on her land. And I feel like she is a big part of this project is to restore the land to the grandeur that she once was. And particularly in Salento, know that she can be healthy without this concept of trees that are dying from the ancient varietals of olives that were down here before, and have an appropriate diversity of biodiversity. So it's not just one thing. It's not just olives or not just grapes down here. That's
all right. So it's very clear. I'm waiting for the sample so I can start making my evaluation. And then I take some time to create a proposal after the evaluation and the project analysis with the technology, the approach, or we can split even the project in multiple parts and doing education and implementation. So my approach is to design the transformation together with the customer and increase the energy level. When the energy level is good, we can implement more solution like electroculture, and we can work in the selection of the plants, in the ancient seeds, because I have a good network of seed searcher, seed banks, original stuff that
See, are this is important.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to try. And then there is a connection of the people in Puglia.
Yes.
Like Ignazio and Nadia, that we can engage and see what could be the cooperation for education project.
Exactly. And I hope that this is a start, a seed project for many of the places in Puglia, because there are many who are interested in implementing these types of projects. So good. Great.
Yeah, that's exactly great. Correct. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Ciao. From Lisa from Ventures in Agriculture and Andrea, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Buona giornata.
Buona giornata.